This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump had called for immigration raids in more than a dozen major U.S. cities to start this Sunday, but abruptly called them off Saturday. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says they've been offering compromises on immigration that some other Republicans accept, but President Trump never wants to take the deal. Instead,
he keeps threatening different policies and doesn't follow through. We're going to stop all trade with Mexico. We're going to now deport people. We're going to put tariffs on Mexico. It's erratic and inconsistent, and nothing is getting done.
Trump had called for the raids in more than a dozen major cities, then abruptly called them off. Schumer says the real immigration solution is to let people claim asylum in their home countries. Julie Walker, New York.
Meanwhile, according to Reuters' Lisa Bernard, Mexico's immigration centers are becoming increasingly squalid and overcrowded as authorities step up the detention of migrants headed for the United States.
Reuters correspondent Delphine Schrank is near the Siglo XXI Detention Center in southern Mexico.
Conditions for migrants apprehended by Mexican migration officials have been consistently terrible, according to at least half a dozen detainees who spoke with Reuters this since about April, when people seem to have been rounded up, pulled out of taxis, off buses, or in the streets anywhere here in Chiapas, southern Mexico, which is the state where most migrants cross into Mexico from Guatemala.
Their accounts were supported by two lawyers representing 26 other inmates, as well as the Migration Ombudsman at Mexico's National Human Rights Commission, and reports from two migrant rights groups.
That is Reuters' Lisa Bernard reporting. This is VOA News. One civilian has died, seven others wounded Sunday in a Yemeni Houthi rebel attack on an airport in southern Saudi Arabia. The news came from the Saudi-led military coalition Sunday. The coalition officials say that the parking lot at the airport was hit. A Houthi missile struck it last week, wounding 26 people, and Human Rights Watch condemned the attack as a possible war crime. The Trump administration has backed off the threat of military retaliation on Iran and instead announced new economic sanctions. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo described the administration's thinking before taking off Sunday on a trip to the Middle East.
On Monday, there'll be a significant set of new sanctions, and the world should know that we will continue to make sure it's understood that this effort that we've engaged in to deny Iran the resources to foment terror, to build out their nuclear weapon system, to build out their missile program. We are going to deny them the resources they need to do that, thereby keeping American interests and American people safe all around the world.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Celebration broke out in a Turkish city of Istanbul, where the opposition won a controversial revote in the mayoral election. Parades of cars honked their horns and people danced in the streets in a celebration that is expected to continue. Turkey's opposition has won the vote in a city seen for 25 years as a base of power for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Erdogan's candidate, Binali Yildirim, was quick to congratulate his opponent, Ekrem İmamoğlu, for his victory. President Erdogan tweeted his congratulations as well. Provisional results indicate that he increased his winning margin to more than 700,000 votes, with 54% of the total votes. Ethiopian officials say the chief of staff of the army was shot and killed by his bodyguard late Saturday, hours after what officials described as an attempted coup in Ethiopia's Amhara state. A spokeswoman for the Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said that the army chief and a retired general were both killed in a coordinated attack. She said earlier Saturday what she called a hit squad broke into a meeting in Amhara state capital, killing the regional president and one of his senior advisors. The bodyguard is reported to have been arrested, but not in custody. Meanwhile, cybersecurity firms say that Iran has increased its offensive cyber attacks against the United States as tensions have grown between the two nations. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.